When we're in the heat of the battle, when we're in the midst of the great trial in our lives, we wonder, God, what are you doing? What's happening in my life? We'll understand that God is working behind the scenes, and God is trying to bring us to a place of a mature faith where we're stronger in Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we welcome you on Truth and Fact, and if you're listening for the first time, we welcome you. Pray that these short devotionals might be a blessing to you, and we're in Job chapter 23, verse 10, but He knows the way that I take, and when He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Notice it says, when He has tested me, not if He has tested me. So therefore, just because we're saved does not exclude us from trials. We're not exempt from difficulties of life. No, my friend, Jesus said in this world, you will have tribulation, hard times, stressful times, difficult times. But thank God we have the Lord that helps us, that will strengthen us. What helps me when going through trials is if I have a better understanding of why. Well, we need to understand that God is trying to accomplish something or produce something in us during these times of difficulties. Well, number one, I believe that He wants to strengthen our faith. Now, perhaps there's a reason that you're experiencing these troubles right now in your life. And it could be simply, as I said, God wants to strengthen your faith. And how can faith be strengthened unless it undergoes testings from time to time? You know that God allowed Israel to go through testings to help them. It was for the purpose of strengthening their faith. God wasn't trying to intentionally hurt the people of Israel. He wasn't up in heaven laughing because they were going through some kind of hard time. No, He was trying to help them. He was trying to work patience in them. He was trying to produce faith. You know, sometimes when we go through troubles or trials or difficulties, we think that God is angry with us. We think that God is mad at us. We think that we've done something wrong. And the devil comes and whispers lies in your ear, telling you that God doesn't love you or that you no longer have the blessings of God upon your life. But my friend, that is a lie. God is simply working something in your life. What is it? He's working patience in you, trying to produce a greater faith. He wants your faith to be strengthened. 1 Peter 1 and 6, in this greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, now here's the purpose, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. What's the eschatological view? What's the intended goal? What is it that God's trying to produce? What is it that God is concerned about? Well, verse 9 says, receiving the end of your faith. He's concerned about strengthening your faith. That's right. He's concerned about you having a strong faith in Him, a faith that doesn't waver. He's trying to produce in you a faith that will continue to grow stronger and stronger and stronger in Him. In other words, a mature faith. You know, 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, do you hear that? Suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Notice the four words God's trying to produce in a Christian. Number one, perfect means to sanctify. Secondly, establish means stability. Thirdly, strengthen, build up, fortify, or make strong. And the fourth thing, settle. In other words, learn to stay put. My friend, these are great virtues that God wants to establish in each of our lives. That doesn't hurt us, but that helps us to learn to trust Him through everything we may go through.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.